生命的美德胜了仇敌，带我们出黑暗入光明，带我们离开死亡进入永生。我们在今天赞美主，你把你得胜的名赐下，用这名我们就得胜。哈利路亚！晚间给我们一个得胜的聚会，主你亲自说话，你亲自在这里解开捆绑，主你亲自开我们的眼睛，来看见得胜的主，来呼召我们跟随你。
哈利路亚！
主耶稣基督的名求，
阿门。
哈利路亚！赞美主。
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and we praise.
你在各处的聚会中
，in each assembly，
你的大名是我们所要高举的。
And we will exalt your mighty name.
每次我们高举你的名
，and every time when we lift up your name.
主，你得胜的工作就在我们的中间。
And your victorious work will be done.
主，你得胜的工作就在各处的聚会里面。
And we will be done in each and every assembly.
主，我们的心，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Therefore, we thank you and we praise.
你是那位荣耀的主。
For you are the glorious Lord.
你是那位得胜的主。
That all victorious Lord.
我们把一切的赞美归于你的名下。
And we give all the glory and honor to you.
这样祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name, Amen. Hallelujah.
弟兄姊妹，我们前面的赞美停到这边。
And our praise will end here for now.
接下来我们要攻读主的话。
Now we want to read the Word of God.
我们用主的话来进入主的聚会。
And we enter into His meeting with His words.
我们一起打开圣经，启示录第四章第一节到第八节。
Please open your Bible, the book of Revelation, chapter 4, verses 1 to 8.
那透过网络参与聚会的弟兄姊妹，我也希望你能够把你的圣经拿起来。
For people that are participating online, please open up your Bible.
那我们一起翻到启示录第四章第一到第八节。
And let us turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 4, verses 1 to 8.
那今天晚上呢，就是我念中文的部分。
And tonight I'll be reading the passage in Chinese for you.
那英文的弟兄姊妹，那我们就是跟着中文，那看读英文的圣经。
And while I'm reading, we'd like to invite those who speak English just read your passage along my reading.
那在我读之前，我们会把就是读经的出处，那就是翻译给弟兄姊妹来听。
And before I read each section, I will give you the reference so you can find it in your Bible.
第一处的经文在启示录第四章第一节到第八节。
Revelation chapter 4 verses 1 to 8.
此后我观看，见天上有门开了。我初次听见好像吹号的声音对我说，你上到这里来，我要将以后必成的事指示你。我立刻被圣灵感动，见有一个宝座安置在天上，又有一位坐在宝座上。看到那坐着的好像碧玉和红宝石，又有红围着宝座好像绿宝石，宝座的周围又有24个座位，其上坐着24位长老，身穿白衣，头上戴着金冠冕，有闪电、声音、雷轰从宝座中发出，又有7盏火灯在宝座前点着，这7灯就是神的7灵。宝座前好像一个玻璃海，如同水晶。宝座中和宝座周围有4个活物，前后遍体都满了眼睛。第一个活物像狮子，第二个像牛犊，第三个脸面像人，第四个像飞鹰。4活物各有6个翅膀，遍体内外都满了眼睛。他们昼夜不住地说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！”主神是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。第二处的经文在启示录第四章的9到11节。
The second passage in the same book of Revelation, chapter 4, verses 9 to 11.
每逢4活物将荣耀、尊贵、感谢归给那坐在宝座上、活到永永远远者的时候，那24位长老就俯伏在坐宝座的面前敬拜那活到永永远远的，又把他们的冠冕放在宝座前说：“我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄的，因为你创造了万物，并 并且万物是因你的旨意被创造而有的。第三处的经文在启示录第五章六到十节。
Third passage, Revelation chapter 5, verses 6 to 10.
我又看见宝座与四活物，并长老之中有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的，有七角七眼，就是神的七灵，奉差遣往普天下去的。这羔羊前来从坐宝座的右手拿了书卷，他既拿了书卷，四活物和二十四位长老就俯伏在羔羊面前，各拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉，这香就是众圣徒的祈祷。他们唱新歌说，你配拿书卷揭开七印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族各方各民各国中买了人来，叫他们归与神，又叫他们成为国民，做祭司归与神，在地上执掌王权。再来一处的经文，我们要看启示录第七章第九节到十七节。
And the next passage is the book of Revelation chapter 7 verses 9 to 17.
此后我观看见有许多的人，没有人能数过来，是从各国各族各民各邦来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝，大声喊着说，愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神，也归于羔羊。众天使都站在宝座和众长老并四活物的周围，在宝座前面伏于地敬拜神，说阿们，颂赞荣耀智慧感谢尊贵全能大力都归于我们的神，直到永永远远，阿们。长老中有一位问我说，这些穿白衣的是谁，是从哪里来的？我对他们说，我主你知道。他向我说，这些人是从大患难中出来的，曾用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净了，所以他们在神宝座前昼夜在他的殿中侍奉他，坐宝座的要用帐幕护庇他们，他们不再饥不再渴，日头和炎热也不伤害他们，因为宝座中的羔羊必牧养他们，领他们到生命水的泉源，神也必擦去他们一切的眼泪。启示录第十五章第二节到第四节。
Revelation chapter 15 verses 2 to 4.
我看见仿佛有玻璃海，其中有火掺杂，又看见那些胜了兽和兽的像并他名字数目的人，都站在玻璃海上，拿着神的琴，唱神仆人摩西的歌和羔羊的歌，说，主神全能者啊，你的作为大哉奇哉，万世之王啊，你的道途异哉成哉，主啊，谁敢不敬畏你，不将荣耀归于你的名呢？因为独有你是圣的，万民都要来在你面前敬拜，因你的公义作为已经显出来了。我们再来读启示录十七章十四节。
Revelation chapter 17 verse 14.
他们与羔羊征战，羔羊必胜过他们，因为羔羊是万主之主万王之王，同着羔羊的就是蒙召被选有忠心的，也必得胜。启示录十九章十一节到十六节。
Revelation chapter 19 verses 11 to 16.
我观看见天开了，有一匹白马，骑在马上的称为诚信真实，他审判征战都按着公义，他的眼睛如火焰，他头上戴着许多冠冕，又有写着的名字，除了他自己没有人知道。他穿着溅了血的衣服，他的名称为神之道。在天上的众军骑着白马，穿着细麻衣，又白又洁，跟随他。有利剑从他的口中出来，可以击杀列国。他必用铁杖管辖他们，并要揣全能神列怒的酒榨。 在他衣服和大腿上有明写着说万王之王万主之主。我们再来读启示录二十章第四节到第六节。
The book of Revelation chapter 20 verses 4 to 6。
第四节，我又看见几个宝座，也有坐在上面的，并有审判的权柄赐给他们。我又看见那些因为给耶稣做见证并为神之道被斩者的灵魂，和那没有拜过兽和兽像，也没有在额上和手上受过他印记之人的灵魂，他们都复活了，与基督一同作王一千年。这头一次的复活，其余的死人还没有复活，只等到那一千年完了。在头一次复活有份的有福了，圣洁了。第二次的死在他们的身上没有权柄，他们必做神和基督的祭司，并要与基督一同作王一千年。启示录二十一章第五节到第八节。
Revelation chapter 21 verses 5 to 8。
这是晚间我们最后一处的经文。
This is the last passage。
第五节，坐宝座的说：“看哪、啊，我将一切都更新了。”又说：“你要写上，因这些话是可信的，是真实的。”他又对我说：“都成了。”我是阿拉法，我是俄梅嘎，我是初，我是终。我要将生命泉的水白白赐给那口渴的人喝，得胜的必承受这些为业。我要做他们的神，他要做我的儿子。唯有胆怯的、不信的、可憎的、杀人的、淫乱的、行邪术的、拜偶像的和一切说谎的，他们的粪就烧着硫磺的火里、火壶里。这是第二次的死。
昨天晚上我糊涂了，我以为九点钟散会了。
I made a mistake last night, thinking our meeting ended at 9 o'clock.
所以四章五章都没有讲。
Therefore, I did not cover chapter 4 and 5 of Revelation.
第四章
，Chapter 4，
说到24位长老和四活物。
24 elders and 4 living creatures.
在宝座的面前。
And they serve before the throne of God.
坐宝座的神，他的形状和新耶路撒冷很像。
And the image and the shape of God who sits on the throne is very much like that of the New Jerusalem.
有红宝石和绿宝石。
It has jasper and carnelian.
这都是建造新耶路撒冷的材料。
These are the materials that make the New Jerusalem.
而且红围着宝座。
Also, there was a rainbow encircled the throne.
我们知道红在圣经出现。最早在挪亚的时代。
And we know the rainbow appeared the first time in the time of Noah.
洪水灭世的时候。
And after the flood was gone.
到了洪水灭世之后。
And after the flood, flooded the entire world.
挪亚跟他的子孙在新的天地里面。
Noah and his descendants were in the new heaven and earth.
神就把洪放在天空。
And at the same time, God placed rainbow in the sky.
这是神的信实。
And that was his faithfulness.
再不用洪水迷失了。
That he promised he will no longer cover the world with flood.
我们也常看见洪。
And we see rainbows all the time.
雨后在云彩里面常有洪出现。
Especially after the rain in the cloud.
洪出现我总是看一看。
And I like to look at the rainbow whenever I can. 洪
真是美丽啊。
Because it is truly beautiful.
洪是受造之物最美丽的东西。
And I think that's the most beautiful creation of all.
七种颜色。
And there are 7 colors.
我们眼睛看见只有三种。
And we can probably see 3 clearly.
神的信实最美丽的。
And God's faithfulness is the most beautiful thing.
我们看见红都是一半的。
And when we see rainbow, usually it's just like half circle.
今天我们读的圣经。
Yeah, the Bible we just read.
红围着宝座。
The rainbow encircled the throne.
这是整个圆圈的红了。
Means it's a full circle.
神的信实在这里完全彰显了。
And so God's faithfulness is fully manifested there.
下面一直要带进新耶路撒冷来。
And they will bring in the new Jerusalem.
我们讲四章跟五章
and chapter 4 and 5 of Revelation
24位长老
there are 24 elders
在神面前敬拜
they worship before God
四活物在神面前敬拜
also 4 living creatures
24位长老是什么人呢
and who are these 24 elders
他们代表旧造
they represent the old creation
怎么知道24位长老代表旧造呢
how do we know that
下面他们就自己的赞美里面说清楚了
because it was shown through their praises after this
他们赞美神
they praise the Lord
因为你创造了万有
they said because you created all things
万有是因为你的旨意被造而有的
and all things were created according to your will
他们代表旧造
so these 24 elders represented the old creation
四活代表新造
and the four living creatures represent the new creation
四活一共出来过两次
And the four living creatures only appear twice in the Bible.
在以西结书
First time was in the book of Ezekiel.
第一章
Chapter 1.
第二次在启示录
The second time is in the book of Revelation.
两次出现的时候
And in both times,
四活物有四个脸面
And we all know they bear four different faces.
它四个脸面的排列的方式不一样
Yet they, when they were mentioned, they were mentioned in different sequence.
以西结书
In the book of Ezekiel,
说四活物
the order was like this.
它脸面的排列
the sequence of the order
是照着功用来排列的
was in accordance with their function.
所以前面是人
So it started with the face of a man.
右面是狮子
And then the right hand side is lion.
左面是牛犊
and the left hand side is the ox
最后是鹰
and the back is the flying eagle
到了启示录出来的时候
when it comes to the book of Revelation
四活物的排列完全不一样了
their sequence it was changed
照着四福音来排列的
they were arranged in the order of four gospels
我们知道四本福音书、啊、
so we all know what happened to the four gospels
每一本福音书都说到主的一个特点
Every gospel represents one aspect of the Lord
也都说到一件和主有关系的事
And a thing that's regarding the Lord
马太福音
The book of Matthew
说到主是君王
Speaks of his kingship
说到一件有关的事是国度
And his kingdom
所以马太福音主的表号是狮子
Therefore the symbol of the book of Matthew is a lion
而第二本书马可福音
and then Mark
马可福音说到主是神的仆人
it talks about how the Lord was the son of man the servant
讲到一个身位就是神的仆人
and his position was a servant
说到一个有关系的事
and the things that regarding him
就是侍奉
was to serve
马可福音所侍奉的书
therefore a book of Mark is a book of service
他的表号牛犊
and the symbol is an ox
牛是侍奉的
because ox serves
到了路加福音
and when it comes to the book of Luke
主耶稣有关的一个人物是完全的人
and he was an absolute man
超凡的人
a supreme man
一件有关系的事
and the things that regarding this man
是救恩
is salvation
路加福音讲救恩最好的一本书
and the book of Luke speaks the best of salvation
他的表号是牛犊，说错了，狮子。
是人，是人，人。
是人。
So the symbol is man.
第四本福音书约翰福音。
And the fourth book is the book of John.
说到主耶稣有关的人，神的儿子。
And it talks about him as the Son of God.
一件有关系的事。
And the thing regarding him.
永远的生命。
Was his everlasting life.
那叫永远生命最好的一本书。
And that book speaks the best of the eternal life.
主的表号是鹰。
And the symbol is the eagle.
大家了解了哈。
So do we get it?
所以在这里排列按照四福音的排列的
and therefore the sequence of the four living creatures in the order of the gospel
第一是狮子
started from the lion
第二是牛犊
and the ox
第三是个人的里面
and the face of a man
第四是鹰
and a flying eagle
照着四福音的次序来排列的
was in the order of the four gospels
所以四活物在代表新造
therefore these four living creatures represent a new creation
在神面前昼夜不断地敬拜神
and day and night they worship God
旧造和新造 联合在一起来敬拜神。
Both the new creation and the old creation worship together.
下面到了第五章啊。
And then it comes to the fifth chapter.
五章说到犹大支派的狮子得胜了。
It talks about the victory of the lion of the tribe of Judah.
那当然说到主耶稣。
Of course, that refers to Jesus.
看见说宝座手中一本书。
And they saw the one who sits on the throne holds a book.
而这个书是封闭的。
And was sealed.
不能打开。
No one could open it.
约翰就大哭。
Therefore, John wept.
这本书太重要了。
Because that was an important scroll.
那是我们的圣经啊。
And that is our Bible.
不能打开。
Yet no one was worthy to open it.
不是没有人能不能打开。
It's not no one was able to.
没有人配打开。
But no one was worthy to open it.
所以约翰哭了，他是谁配打开这个书卷的。
That's why John wept and wept.
天使对约翰说不要哭。
Until the angel said to him, stop wetting.
犹大支派的狮子他已经得胜。
The lion of the tribe of Judah has overcome.
他被揭开这个书卷。
So he is worthy to open the scroll.
打开七印，揭开书卷。
Break the seven seals.
主耶稣出来了。
And Jesus showed forth.
在启示录里面呢。
In the book of Revelation.
说到主耶稣啊。
Whenever it talks about Jesus.
我读的常常觉得不大配相称的。
Sometimes I feel they're not comparable.
一个大宝座。
There was this huge throne.
主耶稣的表号是羔羊。
But the symbol that represented Jesus was a little lamb.
羔羊和宝座本来就不相配。
A little lamb does not match with a huge throne.
它翻出来了，那羔羊还是小羔羊。
It was a little lamb.
这小羔羊坐在宝座上，实在不大相称啊。
And picture a little lamb sitting on a huge throne.
我来画一画，大狮子坐在宝座上。
If I have to draw this picture, I would draw a huge lion.
主也是犹大支派的狮子。
And that makes sense because Jesus was the lion of Judah too.
在第五章说宝座中的小羔羊。
Yeah, in chapter 5 says the little lamb in the center of the throne.
这是启示录启示的中心。
This is the center of the revelation in the book of Revelation.
宝座上的小羔羊。
The little lamb on the throne.
为什么宝座上的雪花个小羔羊啊。
Why was a little lamb on the throne?
主上宝座。
When the Lord entered into his throne.
不是用暴力上宝座的。
Not through violence.
小羔羊上宝座。
The little lamb entered into the throne.
是因着生命上宝座的。
Was because his life.
因着经历上宝座的。
His experience.
羔羊到地上来的经历就是为了被杀。
And the experience of the little lamb was to be crucified.
这里看见一只小羔羊。
So you saw the little lamb on the throne.
好像刚刚杀过的。
As if it had just been slain.
主的死两千年了。
The Lord has died over 2,000 years.
神儿子的死完全和人不一样。
Yet the death of the Son of God is different from that of man.
主的死永远新鲜。
And because his death is always fresh.
主的死永远有生命。
And always full of life.
到今天所有神的儿女两千年当中都被主的死感动了。
And in the past over 2,000 years, children of God were moved by the death of the Lord.
复活是最大的一件事。
Resurrection was the greatest matter.
但是我们最受感动的一件事是主的死。
But what moved us the most was the death of Jesus.
主为我死。
The Lord died for me.
主为你死。
And he died for you.
主为每一个蒙恩的人死。
The Lord died for every saved person.
昨天晚上我们讲过这个真理。
We talk about this truth last night.
主的死不是为着所有的人。
And the Lord's death is not for everyone.
主的死为着单个的圣徒。
But individual saints.
为我死。
He died for me.
为你死。
He died for you.
但愿圣灵让大家看见这件事。
May the Holy Spirit enlighten that in our hearts.
所以明天主日我们不免就会好好赞美主。
Therefore, when we break the bread tomorrow morning, we need to give him praise.
不要赞美主为大家死的没有味道。
Don't praise him for dying for everyone.
主为我死。
But dying for me.
不管别人。
Regardless about other people.
我这一个人。
Just me alone.
我这个卑贱的人。
My little humble me.
我这个污秽的人。
Filthy me.
主为我死。
For me, he died.
大家都来说这句话好不好？
Can we say that together?
是吧？
For me, the Lord died.
主为我死。
For me, the Lord died.
要说的有感情啊。
Say it with feelings.
主是为我死的。
The Lord died for me.
你担当得起吗？
Okay, are you worthy?
你担当得起主为你死吗？
Do you deserve, he said?
但是这是个事实。
But that is a fact.
我们担当不起。
We are not worthy.
但是主的确是为我死的。
The Lord did die for us.
所以我们要感恩啊。
So we need to give him thanks.
一生一辈子要感恩啊。
All the days of our lives.
直到我们去见主。
Until we see him face to face.
我们还要赞美主为我死啊。
At that moment, we still want to praise him for dying for me.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
这是小羔羊
that little lamb,
像是被杀过刚刚被杀过的
as if it was just slain,
主的是永远新鲜
because his death is always fresh.
我信主76年了
I have believed in the Lord for 76 years.
主的死人就会流泪的
but when I thought about his death, I was still shed tears.
人就那么深地感动我的
I still would be greatly moved.
主为我死啊
that the Lord died for me.
这个恩典何等浩大呀
What a great grace.
我们不配
I am not worthy.
我们配不上
I don't deserve that.
但是这是个事实啊
But that is a fact.
太大的一个事实
啊 A great fact.
主为我死的
That the Lord died for me.
大家以后不要再说主为我们死了
So please don't say the Lord died for us.
主为我死
But die for me.
不要看旁边的人
Don't look at other people.
旁边的人是另外一件事。
Because that's their story.
就我来说。
But as far as I am concerned.
主为我死。
The Lord died for me.
要不要赞美主啊
Shouldn't we praise him for that?
这么荣耀尊贵的主啊。
What a glorious and honorable Lord.
来到地上。
He came into this world.
经历所有的苦难。
He suffered so much for us.
节选了死亡的命运。
And he chosen the life to die.
竟然是为我。
He did all that was just for me.
为着我是一个灵魂啊。
Even I was the only one.
主来到地上的。
He would still come.
弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
主的爱永远新鲜
His love is always fresh
主复活了
The Lord was risen
这个小羔羊
This little lamb
他升天了
He ascended into heaven
两件事发生了
Two things happened
发现琴
A harp
发现一个香炉
And a golden bowl of incense
琴说到赞美
The harp speaks of praises
这个香炉说到祷告
And the bowl of incense speaks of prayers
我们中文圣经是很好的一本圣经
And the Chinese Bible is great
但是有几个重要的地方犯错了
However, in a few important places it did not translate very well
这里就是一处
This is one of those
这里说的那个香炉是香炉的香是众生都在祈祷
It says the incense of the golden bowl is the prayer.
圣经不是这样说的
That's not what was said originally.
圣经说众圣徒的祈祷不是香而是香炉
Actually, it's the golden bowls that is the prayers of saints.
这个香炉是众圣徒的祈祷
And the golden bowls themselves are the prayers.
这是祷告里面的圣灵就是了
Incense refers to the Holy Spirit in the prayers
众圣徒的祈祷
The prayers of saints
这是一个满了圣灵的祷告
Which means a prayer full of the Holy Spirit
这是一个上升的祷告
The prayers that ascend into heaven
这是一个呵护神生命性情的祷告
prayers that touches the life and nature of God
经在圣经里面说到神的生命性情了
golden bowl the word gold refers to God's nature
这个香炉就众圣徒的祈祷
the bowls refers to the prayers of saints
这个祈祷一直上升的
and these prayers ascend into heaven
所以我们大家祷告了好多年了
so you and I prayed for many years
我们有一个问题啊
We have this issue.
我们常常说捆绑撒旦。
A lot of times we say we bind up Satan.
我们祷告是蛮有信心的，好像。
We might say that with faith.
祷告完了。
But after we finish saying that,
发现撒旦没有被捆绑啊。
And we realize Satan was still active.
在地上猖狂的很啊。
And it's very active everywhere.
我们里面真是有一个不解之谜啊。
And sometimes we're puzzled by that.
我告诉你，我们每次祷告。
Let me tell you, every time when we pray,
都有果效的。
There's effect.
我们在信心里祷告。
We pray in faith.
捆绑撒旦。
We pray in faith to bind up Satan. To bind up Satan.
这好像一个非常精细的天平啊。
It is like a very delicate scale in front of us.
天平是称最小的东西的。
And a scale can measure the smallest thing.
称出来最小的分量的。
And the smallest portion.
天平两个盘
and there are two planes in each scale.
一开始撒旦在一个盘上
and initially Satan may be on one plate.
我们众生都祈祷在一个盘上
and our prayers are on the other plate.
众生从你祈祷太轻了
and initially our plate is very light.
撒旦的太重了
and the plate represents Satan is very heavy.
天平完全翘过来的哈
so we are completely tilted.
撒旦那么重，这个撒旦在下面
and Satan's strength is big, so they're heavy and they're at the bottom.
众生都叫太轻了
and Satan's prayer is light on the top.
2000年多少圣徒来祷告啊
Over 2,000 years, so many prayers offered by saints.
每一个祷告好像我们放一个名片在里面。
Every time when we pray, it's like we place a name card on the plate.
我来到主面前啊。
I come to the Lord.
我在主的里面。
And I am in the Lord.
我靠着主来祷告。
And I pray through the Lord.
每次祷告好像放一张名片。
Every time I pray, as if I place a name card.
撒旦太重了。
Satan is much heavier.
一张名名片根本不起作用的。
So my little name card doesn't cause much change.
那这个贴屏是最精细的贴屏。
Yeah, the scale is very delicate.
2000年一直放，一直放。
Over 2,000 years, we keep on placing prayers.
放到最后的一张。
Until we place the very last card.
一下这个贴屏敲过来了。
Suddenly the scale.Turn.
众生都祈祷得胜了
Our prayers overcome
我们下来了
We are become the heavier one
撒旦掉起来了
And Satan become lighter
他要完了
And he's done
最后众生都在祈祷摧毁撒旦
It was through the prayers of saints that destroyed Satan's work
每次我们祷告都有果效
Therefore every time we pray there's an effect
2000年这么多圣徒借着力量的祷告
And there are so many powerful prayers by saints through 2000 years
一个接着一个来祷告
One after the other
今天是我们的时代
And now it's our time to pray
我们要祷告
We need to pray
我们满了信心的祷告
We need to pray with confidence
捆绑撒旦
To bind up Satan.
大家会祷告吧
Do we know how to pray?
要捆绑撒旦
We need to pray to bind up his work.
就需要我们祷告
It takes our prayer.
不能少了我们的祷告
And it cannot be lack of our prayer.
我们都凭信心来祷告
And we all will pray in a
faith. 捆绑撒旦
To bind up Satan.
到有一天神真的捆绑撒旦了
Until one day God really binds him up.
那是众生徒的祈祷堆出来的
and that is the cumulative work of our prayers.
我们祷告的是最后
and we are the end.
我所有祷告都听了
and by at the end, all the prayers are heard.
主把金香炉倒在地上了
and that is time God will overturn and pour everything in the golden bowl.
雷轰地震
and then there will be peals of thunder and earthquake.
撒旦的国度摧毁了
and the kingdom of Satan will be destroyed.
你们信不信？
Do you believe that will happen?
信啊信，众圣徒的祈祷。
The prayers of saints.
多宝贵啊
How precious those are.
我们要不要祷告
So should we pray?
要。
Yes.
我们都要祷告。
We all need to pray.
不能少了我们这一份呢。
My prayer has to be in it.
我信主了，我就有一份在里面呢。
As long as I believe in the Lord, I have to have a share.
现在是我们站在前面的时候。
Now it is our turn to be in the front.
我们要祷告。
We need to pray.
凭信祷告。
Pray in faith.
用能力来祷告。
Pray with power.
和主一起的方向祷告。
And pray with the Lord's direction.
捆绑撒旦。
To bind up Satan's work.
大家会不会说啊
Do we know how to say this?
会说啊
Yes.
捆绑撒旦。
Bind up Satan.
众圣徒的祈祷。
The prayers of saints.
众圣徒太宝贵了。
That's precious.
今天是我们站在前面的时候。
Now we are in the front row.
我们真是要凭着圣灵来祷告。
We need to pray through the Holy Spirit.
犹大支派的狮子已经得胜了。
The lion of the tribe of Judah has triumphed.
所以在后面一个大赞美。
Therefore, a great praise arose.
我们昨天晚上唱的诗歌。
The hymn we sang last night.
就是最好的一首诗歌。
Was one of the best.
天啊，千万圣灵雷鸣啊。
Our heart, all the angels sing.
这是个天才写的诗歌。
And that is the genius one.
达比弟兄写的。
Brother Darby wrote it.
这是天才翻译的诗歌。
And also a genius translator.
这是你偷生牛翻译的。
By Watchman Nee.
所以我真是喜欢这首诗歌。
That's why I favor this hymn.
把它读一读。
And every time I just read the lyrics.
我的里面增加信心啊。
My faith will elevate.
我也参加一同祷告。
And I want to join their prayer and praises.
听啊，千万声音雷鸣。
Hark, the sounds of thousands of angels.
不能少了我这一份啊。
That my prayer has to be a part.
有的骄傲是件，绝对是罪啊。
Pride is a sin.
有的地方我们要傲。
But there are places we need to be proud of.
我们傲什么啊
？Such as.
我们傲我们的主。
That we are so proud of our Lord.
我身上没有可傲的事。
I have nothing to be proud of.
主是我的夸耀。
For the Lord is the one I boast about.
主是我的骄傲。
The Lord is my pride.
所以我们到底告诉人我信主。
So I am busy telling other people that I believe in the Lord.
我是基督徒。
I am a Christian.
我到中国大陆去不能说别头一件事我是基督徒。
And when I was in China, I always refer to myself as a Christian.
他们最讨厌基督徒。
Yet they don't like Christians.
基督徒有的时候也不大安全。
And it probably wasn't the safest thing to say.
这是我最起码能做的，我是基督徒。
But that was the least I could say.
要写，要一个表，在飞机上就要写的。
And we have to complete a form on the airplane.
我写什么呢
？What do I?
信仰，基督。
And when they talk about religion, I say Christ.
我做什么事
？What is my job?
侍奉主。
Serving the Lord.
你讨厌我好了吗
？Even though you don't like me.
你讨厌，这是我的骄傲。
But that is my pride.
这是我的夸耀。
And this is something I boast about.
我来做什么
？What are you doing here?
我侍奉主，你去自己想想好了。
I'm here to serve the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们有一个夸耀夸主啊。
We have this boast which is our Lord。
这是保罗讲的话呀。
And that was the same by Paul。
他以主为他的夸耀啊。
Because he said the Lord was his boast。
夸主啊。
He boasts about the Lord。
我们跟随保罗的脚步。
All I did was follow his footsteps。
我们都要来夸主。
And we all need to boast about the Lord。
我读书读大学的时候
，When I was in college，
大家叫我一个绰号
啊 ，I had this nickname，
叫我耶稣
，Jesus。
哎呀，主这个名字不敢当啊，这个。
I wasn't worthy of that name。
但是一个好处呢，因为我到处讲耶稣嘛。
But the benefit of that because I preach about Jesus everywhere I went。
几个人在一起讲话
？And if a few people gather and talk。
我走过去了。
If I approach them,
他们就说：“耶稣，你不要来。”
They would say, "Jesus, don't bother to come over."
我快快不去了。
And then I would withdraw my step.
并不是讲好话了。
Apparently, they were not saying something nice.
你看电视。
And watch TV.
我走过去了。
And when I went,
close, 耶稣，你不要来。
They say, "Jesus, don't come close."
我马上停脚步了。
And I immediately stopped.
定规不是看好东西的。
And it must be not something nice. They were
watching. 我才不去了。
So I wouldn't want to bother to get closer.
叫我耶稣真是太不敢当了。
I'm not worthy to be called Jesus.
那这是我的夸耀啊。
But Jesus is my boast.
我们是基督徒。
We are Christians.
基督徒 ，Christ 加上 I A N。
Christian is spelled as Christ I A N。
一个英国弟兄说：“什么叫 Christian？”
A British brother defined the term Christian.
除了 Christ， I am nothing.
Means aside from Christ.I am nothing.
这是基督徒。
I'm just a Christian.
我只有主。
All I have is Christ.
除了主之外，我一无所有。
Aside from Christ, I have nothing.
好不好
？Isn't that great?
大家都会学这些话呀。
You need to know these terms well.
好，下面天使又说。
And the angel continued by saying.
他看，约翰看见那么多的蒙恩的人呢、啊。
John saw a great multitude of saved people.
蒙恩的群众啊。
And a great multitude of saved souls.
穿着白衣。
And they dressed in white.
手里拿着棕树枝。
And they had in their hands palm trees.
这叫做复活群众。
And that's the multitude of resurrection.
棕树在圣经就说到复活。
Because palm branches represent resurrection.
这个到了冬天，仍旧是青翠的颜色的。
Because it is still green in winter.
从来不会黄的。
Does not turn yellow.
到了冬天，仍旧长得那么样的美丽的。
Even in winter time, it's still beautiful.
这个复活的群众。
And so this multitude is
among the resurrection.
手里拿
着棕树枝。
They held in their hand palm branches.
人数数多的数不过来。
And they were countless.
今天他们的估计，记得说25亿啊。
And the statistics today is 2.5 billion Christians in this world.
谁要骄傲，谁让你数数看，数不过来的。
They are countless.
那不过是今天这一代啊。
And we're just talking about the number of Christians in this generation.
一代的基督徒出来的时候，那真是太多了。
How about the Christians through all the generations?
信主的人真多啊。
There are so many believers of the Lord.
我爱主的人就少得太多了。
But the number of the Lord-loving Christians are less.
美国3亿人口。
And in this country, we have.300 million people in population.
一亿几千万的基督徒。
And maybe over 100 some million are Christians.
实在没有那么多了。
But I don't think there are that many.
都是名义上的基督徒多。
A lot of Christians in this country are just by name.
父亲信主嘛，他也算信主了。
And maybe their parents are Christians. They regard themselves Christians.
不祷告、不读圣经的基督徒。
Yeah, but they don't bother to read the Bible or pray.
美国最多了。
And there are many Christians like that in this
country. 中国1亿7千万基督徒。
And in China, there are 170 million Christians.
都是估计的了。
And that's just an estimate.
没有人准确知道中国有多少基督徒了。
We don't have an accurate count.
一亿多的人大概是有的。
But at least 100 million.
前几年联合国的报告1亿2千万。
And a few years ago, United Nations statistics showed 120 million Christians.
他们一定有他们的根据的。
I believe they had their basis.
那么多基督徒。
So many Christians.
这是我们欢喜一件事。
And we should be happy about it.
中国基督徒有一个算一个。
Because Christians in China are true Christians.
在中国信主没有好处啊。
Because you don't have much benefit being a Christian in China.
只有害处啊。
And actually, there are a lot of harms and benefits.
受逼迫啊。
You will be persecuted.
受为难啊。
And you'll be illy dealt with.
被众人讨厌的。
And you'll be mocked by people.
今天我们在美国。
We are here in the United States.
在美国的中国基督徒。
And we are the Chinese Christians in America.
我们要看见中国基督徒的受苦难。
And we need to see the sufferings of Chinese Christians in China.
都要被激励啊。
And we should be encouraged.
有西方人说，21st century，中国教会时期。
And a lot of Westerners says 21st century is a century of Chinese.
中国圣徒实在太多了。
And there are so many Chinese saints.
特别眷顾中国人。
And God favored the Chinese.
神特别眷顾中国人。
God favored Chinese.
我们在美国要好好的爱主啊。
And therefore, we are here in the States, we should love the Lord.
我们的环境太好了。
We have a much easier environment.
第一次带圣经到中国去的是我。
And I was one of the people, I was among one of the people that brought Bible to China.
他们里面的人都死定了，带圣经来呀，带圣经来呀。
Because before I went, they said, bring Bibles, bring Bibles.
那个时候里面没有圣经啊。
Back then, there wasn't Bible available.
带了最多了，带了70本。
And I tried my best, I carried 70 copies.
圣经带到上海。
I brought it to Shanghai.
弟兄姊妹捧着圣经哭啊。
And the brothers held under the Bible and cried.
神的话，神的话。
And they said, oh, here comes the word of God.
那我们在海外要好好读圣经啊。
And we are here in a free country. We should cherish the word of God.
不然我们就要受审判。
Otherwise, we'll be judged one day.
我们的环境最好了。
We have an easier environment.
其实光景那么邋遢，那么糟糕的。
Yet we, our condition just not that great.
好好的起来。
We need to.Fervently,
起来爱主
and arise and love the Lord.
起来侍奉主
arise and serve the Lord.
不然我们真的见不了主了呀。
Otherwise, how can we face the Lord one day?
这小羔羊
the little lamb on the throne,
头上七角七眼
has 7 horns and 7 eyes.
就是神的七灵
and those are the 7 spirits of God.
奉差遣到普天下去的
they were sent to all over the world.
主耶稣身上的圣灵
The Holy Spirit on Jesus
今天已经奉差遣
在普天下
have been sent into the world
为主做见证
to bear testimony for the Lord
圣灵的大能
the great power in the Holy Spirit
地上没有一个力量能挡得住的
and no strength on earth can resist
今天圣灵把主就传到全天下了
and the Holy Spirit had enabled the gospel to preach throughout the world
那是圣天的羔羊
and that is the lamb that has ascended into heaven
讲到下面讲到复活群众，我一回到前面去，复活群众。
And the multitude of resurrection.
他们手中拿着棕树枝。
And they hold in their hands palm branches.
天使说：“这些人从哪里来的
？”And so angel asked, "Where did they come from?"
约翰说：“主啊，你知道。
”And John says, "Oh Lord, you know."
天使说了句大话。
The angel said something big.
这些人。
These are the people
是从大苦难中出来的
that have come out of great tribulation.
教会正从大苦难中出来的
Church is coming out of great tribulation.
两千年教会时代就是一个苦难的时代
For over 2,000 years, the history of church is a history of suffering.
撒旦这个做工作最殷勤的，他没有。他没有睡觉、啊、
Satan does not fall asleep. He works diligently.
撒旦不睡觉，他就是逼迫基督徒啊。
He is busy persecuting Jesus.
到处逼迫基督徒啊。
He persecutes Christians everywhere.
大患难中出来的。
So these are the people that come out of great tribulation.
我们在美国没有逼迫。
In this country, we don't have much tribulation.
但主里啊，给我们个人都会有点难处的。
But in our individual situation, we have difficulties.
我们在主里的难处里面。
And we are in different difficulties.
要想到我们的难处太起码了。
But compared with theirs, this is very marginal.
我们要好好的忠诚为主啊。
And we need to loyally deal with it.
不怕艰难。
Do not be afraid of suffering.
不觉得羞耻。
Do not feel shameful.
勇敢往前。
But encourage and boldly move forward.
这些人。
These people.
脚站在玻璃海上。
They stand on the glassy sea.
这到了十五章了。
And this is chapter 15.
站在玻璃海上
They stand on the glassy sea.
摩西的歌
And they sing the song of Moses.
唱羔羊的歌
And the song of the lamb.
怎么还叫做玻璃海呢
And this is the sea of glassy.
海开始变化了
And the ocean, the sea has changed.
海这个东西
And the sea.
圣经提到海从来没有好话。
It's never a good term in the Bible.
从创世纪第一章开始，海就没有好话。
And started from the first book, Genesis chapter one.
创世纪一章说到海。
When it was mentioned in chapter one of Genesis.
海哪里来的
？Where did the sea come from？
神把撒旦丢在地上。
Because God threw Satan into the earth.
他和他的使者。很多很大的力量啊
！And Satan and his followers, which is a great power.
神用大水淹没他们。
The God covered them with water.
所以海是对付撒旦来的。
Therefore, sea was used to deal with Satan.
到后来，神要叫人居住在地上啊。
In order for the newly created man to inhabit on earth.
要创造人了。
Before a man was created.
所以把水退去了。
God has caused the water to retreat.
分作上下两种水。
And divide water into two.
上面的称为天。
And the one on the top is called atmosphere.
下面的称为海。
And the one below is called the sea.
撒旦就住在这两个部分。
Therefore, Satan dwells in these two parts of water.
以弗所六章，撒旦空中执政掌权者。
That's why in the book of Ephesians chapter 6 says Satan is the ruler in the air.
是管辖这幽暗世界的君王。
He is the ruler over this dark world.
撒旦是今世的君王。
Satan is the king of this time.
下面第二号大的鬼魔在海里面。
And this, the number two devil is in the sea.
美国人最喜欢海了。
Americans love seas.
天气好一点，要是 beach day， 这是去海滩玩的日子。
Whenever there's a good weather, they will say, "Oh, it's a beach day," so they will go to the beach.
我从 Pomona 回到家里去。
And every time I went return home from Pomona.
我最怕夏天。
And I don't like summer.
夏天呢，有时间要比去的时间加一倍以上的。
Because it will take us twice as much time going back home than coming to Kelowna. Because the freeway will be packed with people.
大家都去海边、啊。
Going to beach.
这个在车群里面找路走啊。
And the traffic is very heavy usually.
回到家时间过一半以上比去的时候。
And when I return home, the time has passed. 美国人
太喜欢海了。
Because Americans love
ocean. 太喜欢去海边了。
They love to go to the beach.
我去海就没那么高兴了。
But when I go to the beach, I don't really enjoy that.
我有知识。
Because I have knowledge about it.
海是撒旦的居所。
I know sea is the dwelling place of Satan.
所以提醒海没有好话的。
So I don't have anything good to talk about.
到了这里海变化了。
But here in the book of Revelation, sea has changed.
海里面都掺杂着火了。
And now you see fire in the sea.
我相信将来火湖。很可能就是海边了。
And I personally believe the fiery lake will be by the ocean.
海变化了。
Because the nature of sea has changed.
圣者站在海上。
And all these saints stand on top of the glassy sea.
唱摩西的歌。
And they sing the song of Moses.
唱羔羊的歌。
And the song of the Lamb.
唱摩西的歌，旧约的得胜者。
And they were talking about the overcomers in the Old Testament.
唱羔羊的歌，新约的得胜者。
Overcomers in the New Testament sing the song of Lamb.
大家都唱耶稣基督的歌。
But they all were singing the songs about Jesus Christ.
赞美主的作为。
They praise the deeds of the Lord.
赞美主的道路。
And the way of the Lord.
你的作为大在其在。
Great and marvelous are your deeds.
你的道路承载意载
Just and true are your ways.
主的作为太奇妙了。
And the Lord's acts are marvelous.
所以主的名字叫做奇妙啊。
That's why his name is also called marvelous.
有时我在纽约在白种人的教会里面。
And I was in a Caucasian church one time.
他们八个教会，我是唯一的讲员。
And there were eight churches joined that meeting. I was the only speaker.
他们对我非常好啊。
They were very nice to me.
有一天我站在讲台上啊。
I was on the stage one day.
下面有个弟兄举手。
One of the male member raised his hand.
我们最喜欢讲这句话是 wonderful。
He said, "We like to say wonderful."
指定要告诉我们中文 wonderful 怎么讲的好不好
？And Brother Z, can you tell us how to say wonderful in Chinese?
我说好。
I said, "Sure."
中国 wonderful 叫奇妙。
I say 奇妙。
好，他们全教会都学那个奇妙。
All Americans start saying 奇妙。
他们学奇妙这个两个字说的很笨。
But they're not very good at that.
都学那个奇奇怪怪的。
Very strange way of pronouncing.
这个妙字他们的口发不出来。
They can't pronounce the word 妙。
我们叫主的奇妙。
We say our Lord is wonderful.
你们会不会叫奇妙？
Can you pronounce 奇妙？
怎么都没表情了？怎么？叫主是奇妙，怎么没有表情了？怎么？主奇妙啊！
奇妙，
奇妙好。
Is the Lord wonderful? Yes.
主的名字第一个名字叫奇妙。
So the first name of the Lord is wonderful.
怎么奇妙
？How wonderful he is!
我就是见证。
That I am the witness to that.
我这样的人说梦的恩典这么大。
A person like me can be greatly blessed like.
主是奇妙。
My Lord is wonderful.
赞美主的作为。
I praise His deeds.
主把我救到这个地步啊。
That He has saved me so.
大改变我了。
He changed me greatly.
主的道路叫公义。
And just is His way.
只有主的路是公义道路。
Only the Lord's way is the just way.
只有主的路是对的路。
Only the Lord's way is the right way.
全世界的路都是横的，对不对
？And ways on this earth are horizontal.
只有主的路是直的。
But only the way of the Lord is vertical.
一直通到天上。
Reaching into heaven.
一直通到主那里。
All the way to the Lord.
我们走主道路。
We walk on the way of the Lord.
主的路是义在承载。
And just and true are His ways.
这是公义道路。
Righteous way.
这个成就是 true.
And true way.
真实道路。
True way.
要不要走主的道路
？Shall we walk on the way of the Lord?
冬令夏令会散了，回去都要走主的道路了哈。
After the summer conference, walk on the way of the Lord.
在玻璃海上赞美主。
They praised the Lord standing on top of the glassy sea.
主和仇敌最后的征战。
The last warfare against the battle, against the enemies.
十七章第十四节。
That's in 17.
他们和主征战。
They will make war against the Lamb.
羔羊胜过他们。
But the Lamb will overcome them.
最后总有一次大征战。
Because ultimately there should be a big battle.
那真的是外面的征战了。
And these are external battles.
世上的强国。都集中力量和主征战了。
All the strong nations work together to make war against the Lamb.
现在今天强国的武器啊，真是不得了啊。
And just imagine the weapons we have these days.
他们要抵挡主啊，最好的武器都摆出来了。
And they will bring out their best weapons to make war against the Lamb.
二十一世纪地上强国的武器真是不得了啊。
And the weapons nowadays is dreadful.
他们的武器。
Their weapons
到主面前来，比儿童的玩具还要不值钱的。
Is less powerful than the toys of children before.
羔羊胜过他们。
The lamb overcame.
主不仅胜过他们。
The Lord will overcome them.
特别下面说到跟随主的人。
Not only the Lord will overcome them, but also those who follow him.
梦兆。被选有忠心的人也必得胜。
With him will be his called, chosen, and faithful followers.
梦召，梦神所呼召。
Called by God.
被选，被圣灵所选召。
Chosen by the Holy Spirit.
忠心，像基督又忠心。
Faithful to Christ.
我们梦神呼召的人。
He who has been called by God,
圣灵选上的人
chosen by the Holy Spirit,
向主有忠心的人
and remain faithful to the Lord,
也必得胜
will also overcome,
和主一同得胜
with the Lord.
到了十九章
Chapter 19,
羔羊婚宴要开始了
the wedding banquet of the Lamb.
要到处催促人来参加羔羊婚宴了。
He start urging people to attend the wedding.
羔羊婚宴不是说你要去就可以去的。
And it's not something that you can go by your choice.
有 invitation 的。
You have to be invited.
要收到请帖才行的。
And you have to receive invitation.
被请赴羔羊婚宴的人有福了。
Blessed are those who are invited to attend the wedding banquet of the Lamb.
我们现在就要争取。被请赴羔羊婚宴的。
And now we need to strive to get that invitation.
有点我们侍奉了主一辈子。
Sometimes we serve the Lord all the days of our lives.
到了末了收不到羔羊婚宴，这个太遗憾了。
But it would be so pitiful if at the end we don't even get an invitation to the wedding banquet.
我们要拼命的追啊，一定要有婚宴请帖啊。
We need to strive to make sure we get that invitation.
被请赴羔羊婚宴的人有福了。
Blessed are those who have been invited to attend the wedding banquet of the Lamb.
都穿件特别的衣服。
And they're all dressed very unique clothes.
光明洁白的。
The white fine linen,
光明发光的
glowing with light.
你今天有没有穿过发光的衣服、啊、
？Have you worn any clothes that glow?
到那天赴羔羊婚宴，大家都穿着发光的衣服。
But on the day of the banquet, we're all gonna wear something that glows bright.
今天我们是神的光啊
！Today we are the light of God.
我们要穿一件光的衣服啊
！So we need to wear a piece of clothes that glows.
发光的衣服。
Clothes that glows.
宝血洁净的衣服。
Cleansed by the blood.
那么白的衣服。
White.
现在我们就有标记了。
And we have that.
我们神的儿女身上有宝血印记
，because we have the mark of the blood，
有圣灵印记
，we have the mark of the Holy Spirit。
我们自己看不见
，we don't see them，
主都看见的
，but the Lord sees them，
鬼魔也看见的
，so does the devil。
好两次我去鬼魔的地方
，for a few times when I visit a place that's full of the devil's work， 显出来了，
我有宝血印记。
And it was obvious that I'm the one who carries the mark of the blood.
刚信主的时候啊
When I first came to know the Lord.
我的祖母病得非常重
My grandmother was very ill.
她最后的一次病了
And that was her last time.
我去到她那里啊要两个小时的路啊
It took me 2 hours to get to her.
平常也很难去啊
And I rarely visited her.
我听说她家里闹鬼啊闹得凶啊
And I heard that demons were possessing their household.
我里头一直一个 镜头了，就抓鬼。
And I had this urge to capture demons.
刚刚信主啊，那就去抓鬼。
And I just believe in the Lord. I have this exciting going on in my heart.
我走了两个小时路到家里。
I walked for 2 hours. Finally, got to her house.
在床面前铺个地铺，我就睡在她床面前。
And I slept by her bed on the floor.
看看鬼有什么闹吧。
And waiting to see what the demon is gonna do.
我一去啊。
When I went.
风平浪静。没有味道。
It was so calm, nothing, no activity.
完全没有事了。
Whatsoever.
我住了几天，我要去上学。
And after a few days, I need to return home for school.
我走了。
So I left.
我一走，他马上就闹。
And the moment I left, the demon came back.
闹得凶啊。
And in a very fearful way.
我再去了。
So I went back.
我再去，他也不闹。
Again, the devil stopped working.
去抓鬼，一个也抓不到。
I couldn't even catch a single demon.
他躲我了。
The demon was trying to avoid me.
那个时候我刚信主啊
！I just believed the Lord at the time.
我真要去抓鬼耶
！I really was interested in catching some.
鬼来了，只不过抓法我也没研究过。
Even though I had no experience, no knowledge,
只晓得去抓鬼呀、啊。
I just wanted to catch some.
鬼都躲开了。
But demons avoided me.
弟兄们，这不是我有什么特别呀、啊、
？Brothers and sisters, it's not I who can do it.
所有神的儿女都有这个权柄。
But all the children of God has that privilege and power.
鬼怕的。
Demon is afraid of us.
鬼不是怕我、啊、
Not me personally.
我身上有主的血的印记、啊、
But because there's a mark of the blood of the Lord on me.
主的血是主的魂啊。
And the blood of the Lord is the soul life of the Lord.
有圣灵的印记、啊、
And also bears the mark of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就是复活基督、啊、
And the Holy Spirit is the risen Lord.
主在我身上叫他怕。
So the Lord that's in me causes him to be afraid.
每个神的儿女都一样。
Every child of God has the same.
被请赴羔羊婚宴。
To be invited to the wedding banquet of the Lamb.
我们穿一件发亮的衣服。
We will wear clothes that glows.
还穿件细麻衣。
Also a fine linen.
这个细麻，圣徒所行的义。
And that refers to the righteous deeds of saints.
什么圣徒所行的义？
What are the righteous deeds of saints?
不是好行为。
I'm not talking about good behavior.
好行为没有用。
That's useless.
那是活出主来的生活。
But the life that show forth the life of Jesus.
主在我身上活出来。
That the Lord is lived out through me.
魔鬼一定惧怕。
Of course, the demon will be afraid.
我们每一个神的儿女
，Every child of God，
都要活出主来啊
！Has lived out the Lord。
我们下礼拜完了，大家最要紧的事就是回去活出主来啊
！And one very important thing for us to return home after conference to live out the Lord。
主在我的生活中被人看见
，So that people can see the Lord in my daily life。
被人得着
，And people can have Jesus。
这是我们的天职
，And this is our heavenly duty。
基督徒穿什么衣服？
And what kind of clothes do Christians wear?
在诗篇四十五篇就说到我们所穿的衣服。
In Psalms 45, it tells about what kind of clothes we wear.
那是撒母耳写的诗篇。
That was written by Samuel.
科拉后裔写的。
The descendant of Korah.
他到了末了，他说。
At the end of the psalm, it says.
我们在公主王宫当中。
In the palace.
穿精绣衣。
And we wear this.Fine clothes,
精致绣的衣
，and stitched by gold.
锦绣衣锦是最好的衣料了
，and the best kind of materials.
神的儿女穿精绣衣
，and so children of God wear the garment of golden stitches.
金说到神的生命跟性情啊
，and gold speaks of God's nature.
这个金子从矿里出来啊。
Gold is dig out through the gold mine.
并不是打开矿一块块金子放出来的，不是这样的。
You don't just open a mine and carry out gold bricks.
是一块一块大石头放出来的。
But rocks upon rocks.
里头有金的成分就是了。
Yeah, there are gold materials buried in the rocks.
去烧。
So you need to put them in the fire.
要到6000度才能熔金啊。
You have to burn up to 6000 degrees.
东西都融化了
，and then everything melts。
别的铁了、铜了都比金子轻
，and all the other metals such as copper are lighter than gold。
金子最重了
，and gold is the heaviest of all。
铁了、铜了都流出去了
，so the iron, the copper, all the other metals will just be filtered out。
金子剩下来了
，only gold remains。
炼过几次才这个纯金啊
！After refining this for several times, you get pure gold.
主要炼我们 身上得到纯净啊。
And the Lord will refine us so that we can have pure gold surface in us.
一定兴起环境来炼我们的。
And therefore he allows situation or circumstances to rise.
所以我们神的儿女都要服环境啊。
Therefore, brother and sister, obeying your circumstance.
在环境里面顺服神啊。
Obey God in your situation.
神就说炼金的工作。
Because he does refining work.
要从我们身上炼出神的生命来。
So that the nature of God can be refined and formed within us.
炼出神的性情来。
The nature of God can be brought out from us.
金子要打成线的。
And this gold needs to be hammered into a narrow string.
多细的工作啊
！And that is a very delicate work.
金子成为线，才一针一针织成衣服啊
！And after become narrow thread, it will be stitched into the fabric.
我们要穿金绣衣。
And that is the garment with golden stitches.
我们要穿金绣衣。
And a beautiful garment as well.
这主那么好的生命写在我们身上。
So the beautiful life of the Lord can be seen through us.
我们活出主的生命来。
That I can live out the life of the Lord.
那是金绣衣。
And that is the beautiful life.
在启示录说，光明洁白的西方衣。
And in the book of Revelation, you talk about this bright and clean.
圣徒所行的义。
Garment, that is the righteous deeds of saints.
今生我们都活出主来。
Therefore, we need to live out the Lord in our life.
不在大事上。
Not on great matters.
就在最小的事上。
For the most trivial matter.
在日常的生活里面。
In our daily living.
一举一动都要有主的生命。
Every deed, every act has to show the Lord's life.
主从我们身上活出来。
So the Lord can be lived out through us.
这是羔羊婚宴。
That is the wedding banquet.
当然我们那到了那一天都收到羔羊婚宴的请帖啊
And it's my sincere wish that we all get invitation to the banquet
一同赴羔羊婚宴
So we can all attend his wedding
好
banquet
好我们现在唱这首诗歌了
Now let us sing a hymn together
Hallelujah 耶稣的神大声唱哀歌
我们还是站起来唱吧。
Let us stand up and sing this.
坐着唱实在是，少了那么一点味道。然后网络前面的弟兄姊妹，你们也可以站起来唱。
Dear brothers and sisters, if you are online, please stand up and join us in the singing.
那我们再从第一节开始唱起。
Let's start from verse one.
Hallelujah, 耶稣的神大声唱。
难救的神，圣中错的姐妹第五节。
拜路亚耶稣的神，无惧无让步，前路总有黑和全人，耶稣必带路。
哈利路亚耶稣的神，
荣耀的上帝，
耶稣的神，难救的神，胜过众仇敌。
感谢，我们要赞美你。
Oh, we want to praise you, Lord Jesus.
你是坐在宝座上的那个小羔羊。
You are the little lamb that sits on the throne.
可是你向我们所显明的是，你已经完全得胜。
Yet you have shown us you are overcome.
但完全得胜，大大得胜。
And you are a complete victory.
主耶稣，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
We thank you and we praise you.
当今天你众儿女们宣告你的名的时候
，And when we proclaim in your name today,
耶稣就得胜。
And we know you have conquered.
哈利路亚，赞美耶稣，赞美耶稣。
Thank you and praise you, Jesus.
我们这样祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.